It's Indigenous History Month, and the Strathcona County Library has become a leader in thoughtful community-centered programming. Today, we're joined by Heather from the Strathcona County Library and Merle from the Strathcona County's Indigenous Advisory Committee to talk about how they're bridging Indigenous stories, voices, and experiences to the heart of the community. Welcome to you both. Thank you for being here. Heather, can you tell me what you do? What's your role at the library?
Certainly. I am the assistant manager of adult services, which involves a whole lot of things, including overseeing our Indigenous programming.
That's amazing. And Merle, how has this all come to be?
This has been a really amazing journey for our team, which was put together 2.5 years ago to actually work with all the different people that are living in Sherwood Park, and the library, of course, being one, school being one, churches being others. And it's just been an ongoing developmental process for us.
I know that the Indigenous History Month is happening, but was there a conversation or what inspired kind of the type of programming that you have going on this month?
Oh, wow. I mean, we have made a commitment at Strathcona County Library to take some steps towards reconciliation. Really wanted to work with the community and not for the community. But I feel like over the last few years, we've done some learning and have built some relationships. So we feel a little bit more confident in working with community members to do some programming. We've learned that things that are really popular are anything crafts and hands-on, but we're also doing some of the harder pieces, including we have a blanket exercise. So we're trying to offer a little bit of stuff for everyone. All age groups are covered. We have preschool story time all the way up to adult.
And Merle, what's the process been like for you being on the committee?
Within our committee, we have varied skill sets. We have people that are teaching at the U of A. I run my own health and safety company. We have people that are actually working with environmental groups across and actually working with communities. So what has taken place is that we have this different skill set of people looking at questions that are coming in, and we're able to actually look at it from all directions to say, how do we support people like Heather? How do we, you know, support people in the community? So it's really looking at a very circular perspective to make sure that we're doing the right thing and providing the information. And also, because this is a volunteer thing, we take this very seriously and say, no, we're going to reach out and talk to others. We talk to elders. We talk to other people within other communities. We make phone calls and say, how do we take, you know, like all the good information's out there to make sure that we're supporting the people in our community and actually just be a positive support and influence on, you know, the people that are here?
You know, you've been running the programming. Has there been favorites? Has there been a aha moment? What are people kind of walking away with?
I think for me, the favorite hasn't been a particular program, but how many people have shown up for our Indigenous programming that we don't necessarily see at other programs. How much more often people are sort of quietly saying, oh, you know what, I'm actually Indigenous, and this is such a great chance to learn about my culture. Creating space for people to do that feels really powerful. Yeah, I feel really grateful to get to be a part of that.
Thank you for sharing that.
I agree with that 100%. We're seeing that with our team banners. We're seeing that with any of the public events we're attending. People coming forward, people that are non-Indigenous are coming asking questions. They're asking questions from a place of, I really want to know. Not that I want to walk away feeling guilty, mad, or sad. They just want to know and say, okay, how are we part of this positive change? So, I mean, like, it's a very healthy process to come forward and be part of.
How does this work kind of continue beyond June? What does a long-term programming look like?
I know at the library, definitely tend to ramp up our programming in June, but we've made a commitment to offer Indigenous programming throughout the year. So we already have some programs in the works for fall. You know, we're looking for more and more opportunities to work with the Indigenous Advisory Council. So we have had several Teen Bannock events, which have been great. And we hope to do more of that as well as other things in the future.
Merle, with the advisory council, it sounds like you're working with more than just the library. So are you out in the community working with lots of different organizations? What does this look like for you?
We have people that have approached us from the Boys and Girls Club. We have people approach us from both the Catholic and, you know, the public school system. We, of course, have, you know, the library people. We have community groups that have come to us, talking from us from Alexander, from Muscatchees. We've also had people from Enoch. So it's just a combination of gathering, I said, all the different type of information. And a big part of it is actually sharing the information so that we can help others. Because, you know, if we help others, then obviously we always help ourselves, right? So it's just this ongoing good process. And For us, very fortunately, we've had very public support from, Mayor Frank, and really appreciate the fact that Rodwell is always open to conversation, willing to sit and talk with us, and has made himself available. So, like, we have the right people in the right places to say, let's just make sure we're doing the right things and continue this work.
With Indigenous History Month that is here, I'm wondering from a personal perspective, do you have any personal reflections or stories that you would like to share in this really important month around what people should be doing or what it's been like for you?
It for myself, this gets back to understanding the importance of moving forward and looking back at not reliving. We have to understand what took place. We have to do the right things to say, how do we treat our youth? Because within our communities, I mean, like, one of my big roles is simply helping guiding younger men and women and helping guiding younger boys and girls in terms of what I have to do. And I have to be very careful of the information that I provide for them, telling the truth, but at the same time, look at the positive things we have now. How do we move forward on that? How do we make sure that people are seeing the good that we have living within the community?
Thank you for sharing your knowledge and your reflection there. Heather, what about you? You're involved in all the programming. You're seeing all these people come here. Do you have any personal reflections?
I just feel really privileged being in the position I am. I have the opportunity to learn from so many community members, and I feel really humbled by the willingness of the various Indigenous people I work with to share their knowledge and experiences. I think it's really easy as a settler Canadian to either feel overwhelmed and not know what to do, or ha also have that fear of, oh, I don't want to say the wrong thing. I don't want to mess up. And that was, I think, a bit of a hurdle for me at first. And, still occasionally is, but I just have found that if you approach with humility and willingness to learn, people are so willing to teach you. And it's just such a gift.
Thank you for saying that out loud, because I think a lot of people feel that, but they don't want to say that out loud. And I think by naming that, you bring a sense of people going, oh, okay. And then you say, hey, you just have to be willing to learn and be open and to do those things. And that's the path forward. So thank you for being honest and saying those words out loud. And Merle, how about you? Like collaborating with them and putting this together, is there anything that you're most excited or proud of in terms of either the events or the process that you've gone through advising the library?
At a personal level, I mean, growing up, the library was a place to run to and escape to. I still told this to my kids, my grandkids. I was that little boy that hopped on the bike, raced down there because I had to get my brand new Hardy Boy book, and it was so super exciting. And people knew, oh yeah, there's that little guy again, that skinny little boy, blah 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 blah, on his bike. Hey, and my grandkids would just sit there and stare at me. And all of a sudden, we start talking with the library. And they've gone to the library and they're looking at me, which is really cool because they're going, that place is really cool. There's some really neat stuff there, right? So it's that interest that they have. They're talking within their grades and they're talking with those people. It just keeps on getting bigger and bigger of interest, right? So that to me is, at a personal level, is the part that I enjoy. And I'm a curious kitten. I just love looking at all the events. And for myself, it's like, no, I've this Three Sisters planting experience. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. I'm gonna go and give that, I want to go give that a whirl. I want to go there and learn these things and just learn because there's just so much there. And it's just that sharing of information, which I just really, really enjoy. So all of the different programs, I'm just excited about it. I'm excited that we have the opportunity. I'm excited that I get to sit with, again, my small circle of family and friends and say, guess what? Strathcona County Library, this is what they're providing us. This is really great, So I'm very excited about it all.
Oh, I love that. There was a point at which everyone thought libraries would just be gone, right? You have the internet and Amazon and all of those things. And I think they've become even more important to our communities and a connection place and a place of gathering. So thank you both for the work that you are doing in this. And maybe there should be a library cat because Merle, you said you're a curious kitten. So, maybe it is a library cat and this or that, right? Any kind of final words or final wrap-up thoughts?
To Heather and her team again, thank you. Thank you so very much for all the great work that you've done and the time and effort that you put into this. This is just truly amazing. And to the people at Raven that have taken this time to help in this project and help in supporting, really appreciate this. And thank you.